grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Chris, you're a man after my own heart, riding your bike down here, battling the traffic.
It's a brave thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always just inspired by this theme song, though. Can't wait to get here and hear it. Rick James, bitch! I love it.
Huffing and puffing.
Yes. Whew, it's always a narrow escape getting through those buses. No, we shouldn't talk about how bad cycling is, because it's lots of fun. I get exhilarated by it. And the other thing I'm really exhilarated by for this week's Marijuana Media, which, good on your BFM for running this show, I've got to say, only bloody station in the country that does this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, announced, because this has not appeared in any media here yet. Shame on you, regular media, but we're going to cover it anyway, even despite the show. This is Marijuana Non-Media, this segment. And that is changes coming to the medicinal cannabis scheme. Ministry of Health just kind of quietly announced it 2 days ago.
Mm.
And it's just been reported overseas on a couple of websites. But no reports here. It's kind of a bit weird.
Very quiet. Very quiet. Radio silence.
Not here.
Apart from
not here. That's right. So this is good. This is what they're saying will better support opportunities in the medical cannabis sector, and by making the local industry more viable, both for export and domestic supply, it's getting those economies of scale up and for letting companies better access overseas markets without these barriers that they've kind of had put in the way. And that's ultimately going to benefit local patients through getting those prices down and making more products viable instead of just kind of like a pipe dream. They actually hopefully be viable. So they've reported Chris James, Deputy Director, Regulatory Services at Ministry of Health. So while the scheme was introduced to improve access, we received feedback from our medical cannabis industry that some of the scheme's requirements were creating challenges for this emerging and rapidly evolving domestic industry. And I have certainly made my concerns known both here on the show and in submissions and various things. In fact, right from the very beginning, a lot of this was a bit of told-you-so kind of predictable stuff, but and we have, been held back the last couple of years. And, Johnny, you asked me just before we came on, am I still growing? And the answer's no. I still have my medical cannabis license, but unfortunately, the actual growing was not viable.
Yes.
And so hopefully it will be now.
Okay.
Hopefully. And we've seen that with the big companies. They're either not growing at all, or they've outsourced their growing to and their supply to overseas companies, or they're outsourced it to hemp farmers and things like that. But there's been not quite the potential that we thought we were going to have, and they've been clear as well that this doesn't change the prescription process or anything directly for patients, and that's because and I would agree with this. It's among the simplest and easiest and best prescription processes in the world, in that any doctor can prescribe medical cannabis, any approved product, and to any patient for any reason. And most other countries, they have a whole bunch of restrictions and qualifying things and all sorts of stuff like that. So this actually puts it in the hands of doctors to make the decision, get the politicians out. So that side, they did really, really well, and really nothing to complain about there. And that's, kind of why it's not changing. Although having said that, this ban on marketing, and again, we've said this on the show quite a bit, and this is why there's such a sort of black hole of information, why a lot of people don't realize how easy it is or what products are available, what the prices should be or where they can get it from. And that's because we have this ban here on marketing these products, and marketing they take to be any kind of communication. So this means that some places accidentally charge too much. So you don't get proper competition in the market because they can't talk to each other about it.
Yes.
So unfortunately, I don't know why, but that, because everyone in their submissions, as far as I'm aware, they were criticizing that, doesn't sound like that's going to change. Bit strange. But just to quickly say what the changes are going to be, they're going to allow export of cannabis seed And that's kind of bizarrely prohibited at the moment. So, for example, the Cook Islands, you know, they approached me. Can we supply seed or cuttings or what have you? And no, we can't, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But now, under this change, we would be able to.
Do they have to be locally registered strains of cannabis to be able to export them? Or could you just get some seeds from Amsterdam and then ship them on to...
Yes, it could come in and go out. It could be local. They didn't go with the kind of, you know, registering strains approach because it's all a bit of bollocks. Mm. In that you could say it's this strain and I could say it's another and it's the same thing or whatever. So there's a lot of that around the world.
Yeah.
Hey, that's real, mate.
Yeah.
I've got Waiheke Wonderweed in the Zecan gene bank, the seed bank. And some Te Puke Thunder.
But anyone could
and
say
some
it was
Coromandel
it's...
Gold, these old school ones. Well, if you're like me and you have the provenance going way back into the original growers and breeders who did actually do it, then sure, hand on heart, I can say that is what it is.
Yes.
But yeah, ultimately, it's a leap of faith, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's what happens, when it's going legal. So the other thing, additional forms of cannabis. This was a funny one. I had a few questions. What do they mean by that? It's to allow things like tissue culture. At the moment, they only allow... seed and plant and flower, and so it's just going to allow it, it'll just kind of widen things out. And but the main thing, it's aligning the quality standards with overseas and not putting these kind of, they put a whole bunch of funny numbers in our quality standard, which meant that most of the overseas products wouldn't qualify here because the numbers were different to the testing that they do in Europe. Despite saying it was harmonized, it was actually different. And the other flip side from that is that people exporting had to do double testing. It's a test to get the New Zealand standard, even though it wasn't staying here, and then test it again in its country that it's going to.
Mm.
So that's going to be removed. So the end effect being, it's going to be more viable, and as I'm saying, dust off your plans. If you were thinking of getting involved in the medical cannabis sector and you, like me, kind of cooled off and went, hang on, there's not really a place for me in this, or it's just going to cost, you know, too many millions of dollars, well, that could be about to change. But we don't know exactly what yet?
Are they going to lower the local standards so it's not so hard to have to get product to market here that's locally produced? Is that, and
or is it that they just don't have to meet the high standards that we have here?
So well, there's a couple of things. So yeah, if you're growing for an overseas supplier, you'll just have to meet their standards.
Yeah,
that's how it should be. It should have been all along. If you're growing for, say, Germany, you meet Germany standards.
Yes,
and then you can actually get your economies of scale, get your production happening, and then you can start to supply locals.
What about New Zealand? What about our standards? Are they going to come down some?
What they're going to do is from what I can tell, they're going to properly harmonise with the European pharmacopoeia and also the American pharmacopoeia.
All right.
And they're going to do it by reference. So rather than writing it and hard baking it into our regulations and getting those numbers wrong, so they didn't actually match the overseas pharmacopoeias, they put different numbers in and they baked them into the regulations.
Yes.
So now they're going to get rid of them in the regulations and just say, look at that pharmacopoeia and match that.
Okay.
And that is the standard way to do it for any other medicine. And it was really weird the way that they wrote it.
Okay.
And it's what's held it back for the last 3 years. And it's driven people out of business.
How long is this going to take before it's actioned and it's the case?
There's going to be a quick consultation because they're referring to these overseas pharmacopoeia now. They need to just put that out to a brief consultation and go, well, are there any fish hooks in those? And so that's kind of a technical consultation. That'll be quite brief. And then they're saying that the changes will take effect by the end of the year.
Okay, so we might see a lot more locally produced products here.
Absolutely. And once we know what the changes actually are, which should be in the next couple of months, then, I mean, they've given a kind of high-level heads-up, but in terms of the technical detail, we don't quite know that yet. And I reached out to Ministry of Health before, you know, they didn't reply.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ministry, if you're listening, you should have told me what they were, because now we're on air saying, you're not telling us what they are.
Yes. Come on, man.
But I'm sure we'll know sooner or later. And this coming summer, you know, we might have outdoor production more viable
Yeah. This is cool.
Hopefully. And the end effect being, you know, I don't want this to sound like it's all about business and making money for export. The aim of this is to make it more viable so that people can supply local patients.
Also, it's the cheaper product, right?
And cheaper product and more variety.
Yeah.
More than just oral oil and bud, which is all we have at the moment.
Chris, I must confess, I got a cannabis prescription from the cannabis clinic not too long ago. The one thing that's held me back from getting it is the cost.
Right,
of getting it, you know, here.
Well,
at
it's
BFM,
pretty
I'm
much
like,
the
man,
same as illicit
it's
cannabis.
It's the same as illicit cannabis, but my prescription was for 35 grams of cannabis, and I'm just like, I didn't have $475 or whatever it was to get it.
Yeah, and so you might want a lighter one for the day and then a stronger one at night, and then you've got two of them, so you've got to come up with $800 or whatever. Yeah. So that's exactly right. It will get cheaper, and there'll be more dose formats and, and different forms that it will come in.
Yes.
But yeah, I've got to say, because I get people coming in the shop all day, every day. They're either they don't know about it, and we get to enlighten them, and they're just like doing cartwheels down the road with the possibilities of they're booking, making their booking, or they're coming back in and going, oh my god, it's changed my life.
Can
and
I just say, we just got a text in on this, someone saying the medicinal cannabis prescription process is easy as !
Exactly. Yeah. I would totally agree with that. I got a text from an old buddy earlier today, and he got his first script today for some flower, and he's texted me, I didn't realise how much emotion had pent up over the last 30-odd years. I laughed and cried for about half an hour. And I've got to say, I felt the same. It's incredible. Once you go legal and it's in your hands and you're like, holy shit, my doctor is my dealer now.
Yes, yeah. Oh, man, I have to get some. I need to save up. I need to get a paper round on the side.
That's right. Paper Mate, round. Once you've got it, you can bring it in. I'll bring mine in. We can have some little comparisons. Come up to the shop, into the medicating zone.
Chris, what else is in the media this week?
Right. Well, in other news, we'll keep you up to date and with what's happening with those changes once we know more. But in other news, there was a bunch of reasons as to why the law needs to change that came out in the news this week. We've got three men on trial for killing a man, Brian James, over a bit of cannabis, and that happened just a year after the cannabis referendum came out with a no vote. And there you go, cannabis prohibition murder right there. And in another report in the news this week, some other people on trial for beating a man and cutting off his dreadlocks to extort his weed money.
Wow.
Well, he wanted to buy some weed, and that's what they did to him. So, this is why we're trying to change the law, people. Also, in another example, Singapore executed a woman for drugs this week. It was It was actually heroin, but the fact is they still execute people over there. If you're caught with more than 15 grams of heroin or 500 grams of cannabis, you will be killed by hanging. How lovely. In more bad news, I'm just putting the bad news in the middle of the show this week, folks. MasterCard has told the banks of America and the world stop allowing people to buy weed with their credit cards, even in compliance with local law, which I think really sucks. And they're blaming the federal prohibition, even CBD and hemp companies. They want them all cut off. But there is a law going through the US Senate right now, the Safe Banking Act. This will resolve it. Chuck Schumer, who's the majority leader, he's the one backing it and really pushing it, and he's saying they're making great progress and it's a high priority for them, which is pretty amazing when you think of what politicians here say about things like that, like nothing. So as another comparison, according to Marijuana Moment, there are more than 1,000 cannabis, psychedelics and drug policy bills in US state legislatures and Congress right now. More than 1,000 going through all their various legislatures.
Wow.
How many are in New Zealand?
Just one?
Zero?
Yeah, none.
Where's the one? There's zero. There's not even a private member's bill on the ballot. There's zero.
Boo.
So come on, MPs. But on the good news, and this is where we'll close the show on some good news, Minnesota legalization took effect this week. They call it the land of 10,000 lakes. I don't know why that's relevant, but what it means is, for Minnesotans, they can now possess and grow. And from 2024, they'll have a legal market. But until then, 2 ounces of flowers, 8 grams of concentrates. You can grow 4 mature plants in a private residence and store 2 pounds of cannabis flowers.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
Nice.
And so that means that now they're the 23rd state to take effect, but it's more than half the American population now living under legalization. And in not a single one of those places has there been any attempt to wind it back.
Oh, wow.
And as Normal in America have stated, that's because they're doing what they said. It's reducing harm and benefiting those local communities.
Yeah. Tax revenue for the local government.
Right on. And as Russell Brown, if you're listening, Russell, he posted today, there was a new study came out that showed that rates of mental health admissions have dropped in all the states that are, or overall in the states that have legalized cannabis.
Wow.
Which again goes against what the prohibitionists say, but maybe lifting all that anxiety and worry off people, is actually good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, from the Hemp Store up on K Road, thank you very much. Drug testing happening right now up there
right
if people
now.
Want to get in.
Yes, it's on right now until 7 o'clock. And don't forget, we've got the medical, or Abe organised, we had up a couple of weeks ago, organising the Medical Cannabis Expo and Gala, Hopetown Alpha, 12th of August.
Next
get
weekend.
Your tickets.
Not this weekend, next.
Woo, that's going to be good.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.